You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 129. When you're an eagle, you need to fly. In today's episode, we're going to discuss an idea that will resonate with many of you. And this message is for those of you that it resonates with. I want to spark something within you to raise your consciousness in order for you to see who you really are. But before we start this discussion, I want to make an announcement about an upcoming class here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm going to start a series of spiritual insight training classes, and the first one will take place on Sunday, April 23rd of this year, 2017, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. You can get the details for this class on my website if you're interested in participating. Just go to awakenthehealing.com. And there's a link right at the top of the homepage for you to click on to register. The classes are $20 at the door, or you can register early for an online discount. I really can't set a price that equates to the value of what you'll receive in the class. These classes are going to be life-changing for those that participate, I guarantee you. The first class will include instruction on the internal light meditation, and we'll discuss it in more detail, and then we'll actually go through it. I'm going to look into taping these sessions, but in the past that hasn't worked out because the recordings come out inaudible. It's nothing but high-pitched frequencies that you hear for the entire time. And that sometimes happens when I'm taping these podcasts as well. So I have to ask nicely that the universe allow me to get this message out to you without the interference, because it's very frustrating when that happens for me. I plan to eventually offer classes online through video and webinars, but I like to see more interest for that first. So if you're interested in doing classes with me online through video and webinars, then please let me know by going to my website and joining my email list. There's a link for it on the site, on the homepage. Again, the web address is awakenthehealing.com. Okay, so let's get back to the show. We're talking about eagles and flying. Spirit reminded me of a story that I heard, and it always stuck with me because it was very relevant to my situation at the time, and it recently was brought back to my memory. I thought that many of you might need to hear this story as well, because we're all entangled at some level of consciousness. And when one of us is going through something, you can be sure that it's playing out in many of our lives, especially for those of you who listen to this show. You're on a different wavelength than most people. So we all experience a lot of the same things at the same time, but it manifests in our lives in unique ways. It's truly just more confirmation that we are one being, having myriad experiences. The story goes something like this, and the details aren't as important as the idea or the moral of the story, so you can pretty much tell the story however it resonates with you. A baby eagle was found in a barnyard among baby chicks. This eaglet grew up around chickens, and so it thought that it was one too. But as time passed, the baby eagle began to feel different, and it started to desire different things from the other chickens. More than anything, there was a strong desire to be free, and it wanted to fly. But of course, chickens don't fly. They all have wings, but through lack of use or breeding, they are rendered flightless and can only run. So over time, it was clear that the eagle was becoming more and more uncomfortable with living like a chicken. It didn't want to remain on the ground or to be contained by a fence and forced to forage for food in a designated area, somewhat like being forced to work in a cubicle. Now, one day the eagle was out in the yard with the chickens, and they all noticed a large group of birds flying their way. It was a convocation of eagles. A flock, if you will, and they were hunting for food. The chickens began to run for cover, but the eaglet had no fear. Instead, it was in awe because it had never seen such large birds fly before. This incident awakened something within the eagle. It was a sense of fearlessness and an even greater desire to fly. The eagle knew that its destiny was to fly like those birds. It was never content again with the limitation and living conditions of the chickens. A stretch of time passed and the eagles returned. The baby eaglet had matured significantly, and upon seeing the other eagles, it took flight and never returned to the chicken yard again. The moral of the story is there's a lot of chickens running around in the world. They're perfectly comfortable with living a life of limitation and scarcity, but among every group of chickens is an eagle. This eagle has lost its memory and is trying to live the life of a chicken. But no matter how much it tries to fit in, the life of a chicken is not satisfying. That life creates unhappiness and only increases the desire to be free. Chickens are happy with being stuck on the ground and never expanding to higher heights. But eagles crave expansion and the experience of true freedom. That's what makes us different. So you may be one of those eagles who has lost its memory and is surrounded by chickens. You can't get angry with them for being chickens, and it's impossible to make a chicken into an eagle. But what's important is that you remember who you are. You must remember that you were born with wings, and those wings were made to fly. You must reach for higher heights, higher levels of consciousness, and the experience of true freedom will be yours. Remember that your destiny is to fly. It's time to stop trying to fit in with groups and other people that you truly have nothing in common with. Embrace who you are, love yourself, and stop comparing yourself to others and trying to be like them. You are special. You are unique. And it's time for you to own your uniqueness. Embrace your true power within and allow yourself to break free from all limitations. Free yourself. Develop yourself and do whatever it takes to overcome and remove the false boundaries in your life. There's nothing you can't do. You only have to believe in yourself. Your greatness is waiting to be realized. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.